Blog Talk Radio.
That time of the week again, so kick back and relax and get your weekly MLA fix on the Madden League Alliance Blog Talk Radio Show. We'll recap events across our leagues, tackle hot topics around sports, as well as take your calls. Give us a shout on the MLA Radio hotline to get in the game. Now, here's the host of the show,
Gentlemen, MLA Radio. What up, though? How goes it tonight? I hope everybody out there in MLA land is enjoying their weekend, a weekend full of playoff games, whether it be the MLA or the NFL. So that's right. We have got a heck of a show for you tonight. Guys, I am your host, Broom. What up, though? How goes it tonight? Like I said, I hope everyone's enjoying their weekend so far. And we are back once again for another episode of the Madden League Alliance Blog Talk Radio Show, the MLA Radio Block Hour, as it's been dubbed over the last couple weeks. So if you're new, you're not sure what it is, it's just a weekly hour of kick-ass awesomeness, otherwise known as 30 minutes of the Broom Show and 30 minutes of the Darts Show. So it kicks off every Saturday night at 10 o'clock Central with the Broom Show. That's me, yours truly. Hello. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate it. If you want to call us, give us a shout on the hotline at 718-506-1444. That's the number to call to get in the game. Jump on here with your boy Broom. Get on the ones and twos. Speak whatever is on your mind. But if you're not going to speak, I've got plenty to talk about myself, guys. We're going to go over the playoff race in DBC and SNB during our quick hit segment, as well as open up the MLA Sportsbook and take some bets. So y'all get your dollars out because Broom's ready to make it rain.
Remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain? That's what I'm going to be doing every single night. Dollar bills, y'all.
Yeah, so if you think you got what it takes to go against the Broom, stay tuned for the MLA Sportsbook segment coming up here in just a little bit. If we've got time, we're also going to catch up with the Wild Billster himself. We've got Billy3803 coming on to get his hashtag Pick of Doom on live radio tonight for the DBC League. Plus, like I said, we will take all calls from our MLA members. So holler at your boy. Once again, the number is 718-506-1444. And last but not least, certainly not least, it's been a long time coming that we return the MLA Taking Shots segment. So tonight, with no further ado, Taking Shots is back. It doesn't matter if I cut everybody off and I hang up the phone on everybody that's on. MLA Taking Shots returns tonight. I have got a special bone to pick with a former MLA member. So be sure to stay tuned for that. So stay tuned in and call up, folks, as we have a whole hour long worth of MLA Radio Block at your service tonight, starting here with the Broom Show. So while we fill up the switchboard with your calls, let's go ahead and jump into MLA's Quick Hits.
Kane is in the building.
A 2-minute drill around the league, top tens and performers. It's time for MLA's Quick Hits. All right, guys, MLA Quick Hits. Let's go ahead and jump into it. We're going to get in the DBC League. We currently sit in Week 17. We advanced earlier today. Yes, once again, we had another early advance. You guys are kick-ass with getting our games played. So Week 17, guys, we know what that means. Get the four or five games that actually mean something played so we can go ahead and get into the postseason so we can get where we all really want to get, which is the off season. So like I said, DBC week 17, we are looking to advance the playoffs tomorrow, guys. So get these DBC games played. Real quick, I do want to go ahead and give a shout-out to some of our newest DBC owners.
Welcome back. Your dreams for your chicken back. Welcome back. Same old place.
That's right, guys. So we want to give a shout-out to our newest owners. We've got a few that have come in, some that have come and gone, some that have come and stayed, some that have come and gone, and then came back again. That's what we say. So we want to give a shout-out to Oakland Raiders and their newest owner, which is Turd Ferguson 27. If that's not an awesome PlayStation name, I don't know what is. So the Turd Ferguson taking over the Oakland Raiders over in the Pittsburgh area taking over the Steelers team is one of our new owners, Champ Rolak. So give a big shout out to Champ Rolak. And in DBC, one of our newest owners who took over the Chicago Bears, and I must say, it goes down in the drawing as one of the best PlayStation names I've ever seen in my life. Sigs Smokes Sigs. I just think it's awesome. So take it as it is, guys. So big shout out to our three newest owners over in the DBC, Turd Ferguson, Champ Rolak, and Sigs Smokes Sig. So, guys, we've got DBC. Let's go ahead and jump into the power rankings through week 16. Coming in at number one, you've got the Tampa Bay Bucs and Freak. Coming in at number two, you've got the Green Bay Packers and Spurs, a.k.a. Texas Finest, a.k.a. Eric G210, a.k.a. John W., if I'm not mistaken, a.k.a. possibly Carm City. I'm Ron Burgundy. So, number two, you've got Packers and Spurs. Coming in at number three, you've got the reigning DBC Super Bowl champ, E-Dub, and his Cleveland Browns. Coming in at spot number four is AIM and the Dallas Cowboys. Coming in at number five, the youngin' of the MLA, Alpha and his Detroit Lions. Coming in at number six, the douche of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Coming in at number six, the douche of the league, DD, and the Arizona Cardinals coming in at number six. Number seven, you've got B-Day, a.k.a. motherfucking Sigma, coming in with the Seattle Seahawks. At number eight, you've got K-15 Nichols and the Houston Texans. At number nine, you've got Broncos, who are owned by MJD. And rounding out the top ten, you've got Curly Bill and his Buffalo Bills. Real quick, sitting there at number eight, the Texans, Houston Texans, K-15 Nichols, guys. First and foremost, everybody knows MLA is about family first. Not only are we about family first, but we're about our country first. K-15 Nichols is active military, and he has been called off for at least about 3 weeks. And so he reached out to me. He let me know that he loves the leagues, but he's got to go do this because this is his duty, and that's what calls, and that he would love to be able to hold on to his teams, but he understood that he couldn't. So when he comes back, he would just love for the chance to be able to reapply. I took a step back and I said, man, you're not going to lose your teams. If there's one thing that we know here in MLA, guys, is if you're a good owner and you're active and we consider you valuable to our community, we're not going to let something like this come between us. We're not going to let something like a death in the family come between us. We're not going to let something like a setback, like maybe you losing your job and internet for a week or two, come in between us. We're bigger than that, guys. Not everybody wants to play a CPU, but if it comes down to it, they can let the game sim. So K-15 Nichols will be on auto. His team will be run by the computer for the next few weeks until he can come back. I know we've got a couple others out there that have served our country, like any Pat's Dynasty, Justin, and any of the other ones out there that have served us, guys. Honestly, we appreciate it. And if this is the least I can do, is to hold this man's teams for him while he's out serving our country, I'm glad to do my part. So that is my take on the K-15 Nichols thing. Let's go ahead and jump into the league leaders through week 16 in DBC. Passing, you've got Denver Broncos and Logan Thomas, 4,062 yards with 38 touchdowns. Leading the league in rushing, you've got Tampa Bay's Doug Martin. He's got 2,048 yards and 30 touchdowns on the season. Leading the league in receiving, Detroit's Calvin Johnson. I got to say, guys, I love seeing this. I love seeing players that are actually NFL players leading the league right now. So that's probably going to change in a year or two when it's nothing but rookies there. But for now, I love seeing Doug Martin lead the league in rushing. K-15
Calvin Johnson leading the league in receiving, 1,582 yards receiving with 13 touchdowns on the year. Leading the defensive side, the league in tackles, you've got Sean Witherspoon from the Falcons, 131. That's indicative of a CPU team. And for those who don't know, Falcons have been CPU, while D. Soler's been taking care of some family issues of himself. Leading the league in sacks for the season is Denver's DeMarcus Ware. He's got 18 on the year. And tied for the league in interceptions is Patrick Peterson and Stephen Gilmore with 10 apiece. That's Arizona's Patrick Peterson and Buffalo's Stephen Gilmore with 10 apiece. Let's go ahead and take a look at the DBC playoff race, guys. DBC playoff race, coming down to it, I'm going to give you what I think is going to be our final six on each side. The 12 from hell, whatever you want to call it. So over on the AFC side, locking up that number one spot, I believe, is going to be E-Dub and his Browns. Number two, I believe Curly Bill, because K-15 Nichols is now on auto, I think Curly Bill go ahead and sneak up, takes the division, and he takes the AFC East division and ends up snagging that first-round bye. So one and two, I've got the Browns and Bills on the AFC side. Coming in at number three, I've got K-15 slipping down to number three and his Texans. Coming in at number four, you've got MJD and his Broncos. Coming in at number five, I've got Aaron Miami and his Jets. And coming in at number six, I've got Xavier 420 and his Chargers. That's what I think is going to shape up after we advance from week 17 to the wild card race. Looking over on the NFC side, I've got the Bucks and Freak at number one. You've got Green Bay, Packers, and Spurs at number two. You've got Aim and the Cowboys at number three. DD and his Cardinals at number four. You've got Alpha and the Lions at number five, and it looks like Seattle has got that sixth spot locked up. That's B-Day, Mother F and Sigma, there with Seattle. So the 12 teams that I just named, we're now going to take down into my playoff prediction bracket. And if anybody else wants to get a playoff prediction bracket out there, you're more than welcome to. If you want to let us know what your playoff predictions are live on the radio, give us a shout right now. 718-506-1444. Give us a call to get in the game. Again, we will be hearing from Billy as well here in just a little bit to get his picks, what we like to call the hashtag pick of doom, the so to speak, quote-unquote, kiss of death. So, but anyway, let's go ahead and jump into the NFL playoff bracket. In the wild card round, I've got the San Diego Chargers going to Houston. Again, K-15 Nichols is on auto, so I believe that Xavier takes that game. You've got the Seattle Seahawks and V-Day going to Dallas to play AIM. I see AIM taking that game. You have got the New York Jets and Aaron Miami going to Denver to take on MJD and the Broncos. I see MJD taking this. And in the upset of the wild card round, you've got Alpha and his Detroit Lions going to Arizona to take on DD. And I see Arizona winning two playoff games in a row, one in the real NFL today, and another in this wild card round. So I see Alpha moving on to the divisional round. Let's jump forward to the divisional round. Take a look at San Diego. They will move on and go to face Cleveland. So you've got Xavier and his Chargers at Cleveland and E-Dub's Browns. I see E-Dub taking that game. Then you have got AIM and his Dallas Cowboys taking his win and traveling to Green Bay to take on the number two seed Packers and Spurs. Sorry, Spurs, but I see AIM winning that game. Then you've got MJD taking his win and his ass on the road to go to Buffalo to play the number two seed, Curly Bill. I see Curly Bill taking the win there. And then the round out, you've got Alpha going to Tampa Bay to take on DD's buddy. Freak is going to try to avenge DD's loss by beating Alpha. I don't see it happening. I've got Alpha going to the conference round. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I digress. I did not. I'm sorry, Alpha, you're still too young. Next year for your birthday, that's your birthday present, and I'm going to let you move one further round, okay? So, no, I've got Freak avenging DD's loss and beating him to move on. So that's going to set up a conference round of Curly Bill and the Buffalo Bills at the Cleveland Browns, which is E-Dub, and you've got AIM and the Dallas Cowboys at the Tampa Bay Bucks and Freak. I see Dub taking the AFC side. I see AIM taking the NFC side, and I see the Cleveland Browns at the Dallas Cowboys, AIM versus E-Dub, with AIM winning 26-17. That's right. AIM coming out and finally getting the first Super Bowl win of Madden 15 over here, at least, in the Madden League Alliance. So that's the DBC side, guys. Let's go ahead and jump into SNB. Again, give us a shout on the MLA radio hotline to get in the game. That number is 718-506-1444. We've got about 20 minutes left of show here tonight before we jump over to the second half of our MLA radio black hour, which is going to be the darts show. So give us a shout, guys. Jump in the game. Let us know what you think. All right, real quick, we have got some new owners in SNB. So we've already mentioned Champ Rollout. He joined the Pittsburgh Steelers over in DBC just today, but a couple days ago he took over the San Diego Chargers in Sunday Night Blues. So again, a big shout out to Champ Rollout. Bruising You. If anybody remembers earlier in the year, Bruising You was in our league. For some reason he stopped texting me and I finally just removed him from the league. Well, about 2 weeks ago, I got a text from him that says, hey. And I said, hey. And he said, my phone fell in the pool. I haven't had a phone for a while. Nonetheless, about 2 weeks now, past that fact, I've been back in touch with him. He's got a new phone number. He's back and ready to go. So we want to give a shout-out to Bruising You, taking over the Washington Redskins. I'm going to give a shout-out to the New Orleans Saints new owner, who is LHS Lancer 11, coming in and joining us. And we've actually got two other new members, I believe, in the SNB. I think we've got some breaking news here. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We would like to report to you tonight on MLA Radio, where you heard it here first, that coming back to the Sunday Night Blues is none other then Big Bobby himself. And we've got one more for you, Mr. Haney TX. Both longtime MLA members, welcome back. And Haney wanted to give a special shout-out to the league and tell all the faggots out there that he's back. He specifically mentioned some like Spurs, Billy, Santa, Alpha. So welcome back to Six. And to Haney. And for those who don't know Sick, me and Sick started MLA way back when all y'all were just little youngins. So welcome back, guys. Our newest owners, again, I've said it once, I've said it a million times, the owners are what makes MLA what it is, guys. So continue to do what you do. All right, back into Sunday Night Blues. We currently sit in week 15, guys. We're looking to advance to week 16 ASAP. We've got a couple games scheduled to get played tonight. I've got one other game out there that's meaningful that's trying to get scheduled and communicated right now. Keep in mind, guys, that we just advanced not 24 hours ago. So right now we're on pace for an early advance. Hang tight with us. Don't continue to spam me in the chat making sure we're going to advance. As soon as we can advance, we're going to advance, okay? So advance was originally scheduled for week 16 for Monday. Go ahead and toss that shit out the window because I guarantee that we will advance. If not tonight, tomorrow sometime, okay? Let's jump into the Sunday Night Blues Power Rank through Week 14. Coming in at number one, you've got DD and his Panthers. Oh, what a league change we'll make. Goes from sitting at number five or so to all the way up to number one. DD and the Panthers. Coming in at number two, you've got Curly Bill, CB here, and his Broncos. Coming in at number three, you've got Freak and the Bengals. Coming in at number four, you've got Spurs and his Cowboys. Sean Death and the Bills come in at number five. Number six fills the spot with the Chiefs, done by Xavier 420. T.R. Ballin and his Miami Dolphins come in at the number seven spot. At the number eight spot, you've got Billy 3803 and his Bears, which will probably go down now since I stank that ass last night. Coming in at number nine, you've got Waffle House and the Titans. And coming in at number 10, again, shout out to K15 Nichols. His Seahawks round out the top 10. So we expect that, obviously, to change going into next week because K15 is going to be unavailable. Hey, guys, I've got news for you, too. K15's on auto. I shouldn't have to tell you that. So if you got a game versus K15 and it's the only game left out there, I'm going to advance on your ass, even if you're in the middle of playing the game. So keep that in mind. When you've got a computer game, guys, that's not the game. That game means nothing to me anymore. because the fact that you've got the computer means you ought to be able to jump on that game just like that. So we hold for head-to-head games. We do not hold for head-to-users. All right, guys? So keep that in mind. Let's go ahead and jump to the league leaders for Sunday Night Blues, leading the league so far this season in passing. You've got Tampa Bay's Mike Glennon, 3,743 yards and 25 touchdowns. Leading the league in rushing, you've got Cincinnati's Giovanni Bernard. He's got 1,855 yards and 23 touchdowns on the ground. Leading the league in receiving, you've got DeRon Bars. Hey, man, that's DeRon. I heard he's a rapper, and dude got them bars, cuz. That's DeRon Bars. Tampa Bay's wide receiver, he leads the SMB in receiving with 2,060 yards and 22 touchdowns. Leading the league in tackles is Tennessee's Zach Brown. He's got 119 on the year. Leading the league in sacks is Oakland's Khalil Mack. He's got 16 on the year. Leading the league in interceptions is a four-way tie between Oakland's Keenan Barkley, the New York Giants' Prince Nakamura, the Dallas Cowboys' Angus Malone, and the Chicago Bears' Yusef Mills. The four of those, Keenan, Prince, Angus, and Yusef, all have nine interceptions on the season. Okay, so that about does it for MLA Quick Hit. Again, guys, jump into the MLA radio hotline to give us a shout. You can reach us on that number at 718-506-1444. Tell you what we're going to do is take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will have our pick of doom with Sir Billy himself. You're listening to MLA radio. We will be right back.
Here, Luck, RG3, and Russell Wilson have found rookies now are more dominant than ever.
More dominant than ever? That's not my rookie year.
Did you play football?
Did I play football?
All kinds of leagues. The only question left is who will be the next rookie sensation? It's anybody's guess.
I'm here for the combine.
Same.
Leon. And Caps.
Thank you.
Welcome back to MLA Radio. Get in the game by calling the MLA Radio hotline. Now, back to the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Talk Radio Show. I've done told you once, I'll tell you again. I'm Broom. What up, though? Joined with us on the MLA Radio hotline, we have got Billy 3803. Bill, what's up, bud?
Hey, what's up?
Not much, man. So we touched on it real quick as we just made it through the Sunday Night Blues. Congrats on your cornerback, Yusuf, tied with the tied
cornerback
in the interception lead.
No linebacker.
Do what?
No linebacker.
A middle linebacker? Are you kidding me? Yusuf has now been suspended. He should no longer be leading that. But I got to say, man, you know, all jokes aside, I did whoop your ass last night, but I'm proud of you being here. You've been in this top 10 power ranks all season long, so congrats, man.
Thank you.
I want to give you the proverbial pat on the back. So the biggest question is, coming into the end of the season, you and Santa are tied for the division right now. How's this division going to shake out in SMD?
In my opinion, it looks like it's going to be this is the game where everything's on the line. But hopefully we both can make it in the playoffs. It's right now as the season ends right now, both of us would make it. But, I mean, there are teams outside out there that are really scratching and clawing right in it. So it could be one of us goes in or it could be both of us that go in. So it's going to be an interesting 2 weeks.
Well, let's go ahead and jump right into Billy's hashtag pick of doom because we're coming up on about 10 minutes left of show. And before we jump over into Dolph's show tonight, I have got to make sure I get into MLA's taking shots. So, Bill, go ahead and break it down for us and tell us Bill's hashtag pick of doom.
Well, I'm just going to pretty much sum it up real quick. I boiled it down to the to the two teams that I really think are going to go all the way. NFC, I mean, for DBC, it's like anybody's race. But I really think that it's going to be in a close one. I believe it's going to be AIM. And And I believe it's going to be E-Dub versus AIM for the Super Bowl. And this is a really tough choice, but I've been thinking of it here and there, and I believe that my pick of doom will be going to E-Dub.
Oh, I was going to say, if you picked AIM, I was going to say, why did I even bring you on the show? I already gave you pick of doom. Damn, that's the same thing I picked.
But
Erica, we've got a little differentiation then. We've got a little game.
I will say this. There will be a few upsets here and there coming up in the playoffs. So
be ready for that.
I'm sure there will be. I'm sure there will. Well, hey, we've got another caller on the hotline, too. So let's go ahead and jump into a 608 number MLA radio hotline. I think we got Freak.
Freak, man.
AIM, what's up, bud?
Not much, man. Watching a fight.
Yeah, I know there's a bunch of us out there right now watching them. So let me ask then, who do you like better right now? Corey, the guy that picked you to win the Super Bowl, or Billy, the guy that said E-Dub was going to beat you?
I like Corey, man. Corey's my man.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hey. So, AIM, correct me if I'm wrong now. I know you haven't won any in MLA so far in Madden 15. Are you a Super Bowl champ in Madden 15 yet?
I'm a, hell yeah, man. Hey, to be honest, man, I've been paying attention to the other league more than MLA. That's why I haven't done anything here, but I'm putting equal attention to every league now. So, you know, I called into Dark a couple weeks ago saying I'm back, and, you know, I'm back. So I'm not going nowhere. I'm still here. But, yeah, the other league, it's supposed to be all the top dogs in Madden and, you know, first season. Super Bowl champion Alpha, so just putting that out there.
I see. Well, we're coming up on about 2 minutes left of MLA radio show. I know Darth is going to be jumping on his show right away as well. Me and you can go ahead and finish our conversation, and then we'll jump into Darth's show. For anybody out there listening that wants to get into and they want to hear MLA's taking shots, I promise MLA's Taking Shots will take place during Darth's show. So be sure to jump right on over at 10:30 Central, 11:30 Eastern, and listen to Darth's show. Because when I get on, we will be taking some mother effing shots, if you know what I mean. So I'm glad to hear that you're giving us all the equal amount of time. I kind of hate that because you haven't been giving us any time, and you've still been winning our damn division in DBC every year. Shit. Now you're actually going to pay attention?
Yeah, I'm gonna put equal attention to all my leagues now because I've been on the drought since I won that Super Bowl, and that league is tough. But I've been in contention, and I've been in contention here. But I missed the playoff for the first time in GFL last year, so that's
kind of a wake up call, wasn't it?
Yeah, you gotta. That's that. You gotta wake up because you can't. It's not a cakewalk no more. So I swear. Yeah, I'm gonna pay.
People start calling you broom and whatnot, and you know, then shit gets real serious. Well, I'm glad to hear it because for those that don't know, AIM, he's a perennial Super Bowl champ over here, I know you know, but, man, I'm kind of glad to see some of this talent coming back in with Freak and DD and Haney now coming back. And, you know, you've got E-Dub playing at a high level. You've got you playing at a high level. Spurs playing at a high level. Then whenever he logs on to his Texas Finest account, he tries to make believe like he can't play just so he can try to make it fool everybody into thinking that there's actually somebody named Texas Finest. We're on to you, Spurs. So I'm excited, man. It's a catch-22 for me because I hate it because there's so much talent that I'm sitting here looking at myself like, you know, woe is me. But at the same time, man, what better feeling than to put together a league that's got the amount of talent and top-notch quality guys that we've got. Oh, by the way, I haven't even mentioned people like MJD, Curly Bill, and Sean Depp. So we got a bunch of talent over here.
Yeah, and those are some fantastic guys for sure.
Well, look, man, we're going to jump over to MLA Darts Show because I know he's getting started right now. I'm going to leave the floor open for you another minute or so if you've got anything else you want to add before we jump over to the second half of our MLA block hour.
I'm going to take a quick shot at Spurs. You know, last time we played, he whooped my ass 3-0. And we played next in GGFL, so I'm going to get my revenge. I'm gonna try to blow him out too. So, Spurs, I'm coming for you, man.
It's on like Donkey Kong, isn't it?
Yeah. It's
fun. Well, hey, man, again, it was great to hear from you. I did listen in a couple weeks ago when Darth ran the show by himself while I was away. I heard the kind words that you and him had to say while you were on with them. So, man, again, I appreciate everything you guys have done for me, and people like you are what makes MLA so great. So have a great night, Andy.
Hey, thanks for running a great league, Boom. Good talking to you, man.
All right, take care, buddy. For those out there, that is AIM KOJ, perennial, multiple, like smack your mama and make her feel it next week, Super Bowl champion throughout the Mad League Alliance Leagues. So that's going to wrap up the MLA Broom Show, guys. As always, we appreciate you listening. We appreciate you calling in. I'm sorry that I couldn't get to everything. It's 30 minutes. This isn't enough. It really isn't. So make sure you tune on over, and we get listening to the MLA Dark Show next week, same time, same station. This is the MLA Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm Broom. Have a great weekend.